The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am here, your brother and friend, a disciple of the Master, and a redeemed soul. I am Judas. I have been impressing upon my dear brother this day that I wish to speak about time. And its relevance, or perhaps I should say its irrelevance. In the physical world where you all dwell, time can be of great importance. To be, as they say, on time, to be timely. To play music in time, to grow in time, to be at work on time, and so forth. And it is built into the human condition. A great sense of self-preservation. So that when threatened or challenged in a physical way, one tends to seek protection, seek a healing. Or perhaps even defend oneself from aggression. This is endemic to the human condition. But also, consider this. Quite often when people who are of an advanced age are questioned about how it feels to be elderly, perhaps how it feels to be in a body that is somewhat diminished from years of being on earth. And quite surprisingly, and quite often, their response is, I don't feel any older than I did when I was in my 20s, or at my peak in my 30s, or as a teenager. Although I feel the aches and pains of a body growing old. What I wish to point out here is that the soul is timeless. And just as children who are very much in their souls have none or very little sense of time. As one grows older, the soul begins to pervade the human condition. and this sense of eternity for those who are on the spiritual path comes into view. For those who are not and bound to the material world in every way, death seems to be something very negative, something to be avoided, something to be feared. And this is often accompanied by a state of, if I may say, terror, great fear. And so you have been given all this information on life in the spirit world, on the many mansions in the Father's kingdom, on the hells as well, but that every soul, regardless of where they cross over into, will eventually be purified in the natural love, in the wholeness of the condition of their soul when born, in a sense of purity, in a state of purity. And those of you on this beautiful path of divine love, where your souls reach out to connect to eternity, to the place beyond time, where there is only this moment, there comes a sense of calm, along with the love of God. Because the soul has connected with its creator in timeless bliss. Humans often wonder about how long their lives shall be. How long will they survive on earth? And yet so many fail to consider life beyond, and even more so, immortality. Once the soul begins to sense the timelessness, the peace, the love, and the joy of freedom beyond time, that soul is able to progress and truly have a sense of eternity, even while walking, living on earth, amidst time and schedules and all the things of the human condition. So we tell you again and again, pray so that you will be in at one-ment with the love of God. Fear not timelessness, for it is, as the Master said, in the love of God, the peace that passes understanding. Prayer, in one sense, is standing naked, the soul bared before its creator. Simply saying, dear God, bring your essence into my soul that I may feel this at one-ment. That I may walk on this bridge to eternity. That I may truly feel the love divine and carry this on my walk on earth and into spirit. I thank my brother for being open to a somewhat lengthy message from me. For he likes things to be simple, and I always try to condense whatever I wish to speak on to simplicity. And lastly, may I say, opening to the love of God is the great simplicity above the mind, beyond doubt. For as you stand naked before your Creator, you will be given the robe of heaven. May God bless you with a great inflowing of his love divine. I am your brother in Christ, Judas, once from Cariot, now an inhabitant of the celestial heavens. Go in peace. Go in peace.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.